Government investigators are poring over the documents and photographs that led to this week's terror warnings. The information from a laptop computer found in Pakistan contained detailed information about financial institutions in New York City, Newark, and Washington, D.C. They've been placed on a heightened alert. Today, the White House is pointing to another second stream of intelligence that indicated a possible Al-Qaeda attack on financial landmarks. Frances Townsend is Homeland Security Advisor to the President.
This threat came at a time where we were already worried. We have gotten information about a pre-election threat that indicated to us specifically as perhaps August and September, and so it entered at that point. As we continue to go through the computer files, we'll gain more information, but it takes some time to do the forensics. There were other targets listed in these same computer files, but not in the level of detail. Some of those merely contained pictures. And so to the extent we've identified additional targets, we've worked privately with those companies.
What of those other targets? Why not raise security there? And can you tell us anything about those other targets?
Well, we're working privately with the corporations in terms of raising their level of awareness. We released the ones that we did because they were so detailed, and we were going to be working with private industry and having to take what were going to be overt and public investigative steps, and so it made sense. We also wanted to have the public's assistance as regards those targets.
Well, you specifically mentioned those targets in financial institutions. Are there any government buildings on that list?
Let me think. Not that I'm aware of.
You mentioned the information that you gleaned from the computer files in Pakistan. You've also mentioned, or the Homeland Security Administration has also mentioned, the second stream of intelligence. What can you tell us about this other information and the connection between these two things?
Well, it's not clear. We don't know whether they're connected or not. And that is a very sensitive ongoing investigation in another part of the world. And so we're trying to develop that information, but it did also target New York, and we found it to be a credible threat. And so, again, a bunch of things came together at the same time.
The intelligence is said to be specific and chilling. Since you've acknowledged that Al-Qaeda can take years to plan an attack, when can the institutions that have been targeted, specifically targeted, when can they stand down? When does a threat like this expire, or does it?
I'm not sure the threat expires. Raising the alert gives, what it does is it buys us some time, frankly. We're able to go through, look at the current security procedures for those buildings, along with the security professionals in the private sector, and then match that against these very chilling and detailed surveillance reports and close gaps. Look to see if the gaps identified in the casing reports exist, and if they do, work with security professionals to close them. Then you can consider whether or not you can come down from the threat level.
Now that we've seen a number of these terror alerts and the raising of the threat level from yellow to orange several times now, I think the public would be interested to know how you decide when to raise the threat level.
First of all, what happens is there, as we evaluate the intelligence, we look at what the security precautions we're currently taking are. We look at whether or not and how much information we have on identifying who's responsible for the threat. And then the principals will sit down and discuss it and make a judgment about whether or not going public, one, do we have a duty to warn? Is the information so specific that in keeping with the president's commitment to the American people, we actually have a duty to go out and tell them what we know? Two, what will be gained from that? That is, do we need the public's help? Do we need the help of state and locals who may not otherwise have access to this information? And three, will we be able to have an advantage by going public? Will the public be able to feed into this in a way that also helps, one, to gain information, but also to disrupt the bad activity?
It's been almost a week since you first received this information, and looking now with the questions about the timing of the announcement and the initial explanation for the raising of the terror threat, why not reveal initially that some of the intelligence was 3 and 4 years old? If you did it again, would you try to take control of that information and deliver that yourself rather than have people read that in the paper or see it on the news?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I was asked the question whether or not we considered this in terms of how serious the threat was. And the answer is, to those of us who've been doing this a long time, we knew it was irrelevant. The fact that these things were done in 2000 and 2001 was absolutely not relevant to how serious the threat was. It was the content of them that was so informing. And when you look at the fact that they do casing reports 5 years in advance, it just didn't seem important to us that these were likewise old.
Wasn't important to you, but as that played out, it was very confusing for people when they learned on day two that some of the information was old, and the suggestion for them may have been that it was outdated. So would you have handled that differently?
You can be sure, Michelle, that we went out with such detail. It was hardly that we were intentionally holding that back. I mean, if that's the inference there, that is just dead wrong. You know what? Absolutely. Next time, I would be sure that we went out with the dates. But I will tell you, again, it is absolutely irrelevant.
Frances Townsend, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Frances Townsend is the advisor to the President for Homeland Security.